American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the latest false Brummer thing going on in Reno right now in the world. The weather's crazy. I love it. We've got a small little show tonight. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. Chewy's out on the road. Nick can't make it, but it's always nice to have Kim in the house, ladies and gentlemen. But also, better than that, we have the cast of Get Bent.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, thank God you're here, Kim.
Yeah, I know,
what's
right?
That supposed to mean?
Just that we always have too many hosts
just
or
that you
nobody.
Love me. I thought it was just because you loved
no,
me.
No, it is. I'm so grateful. No, what I want the show to be about fucking strong women, and good. We've always just been a bunch of dopey guys.
Hi.
Well,
We have a bunch of strong women in the studio right now.
Fuck yeah,
so.
We do.
Hell yeah,
yeah. You're outnumbered.
Yeah. No, seriously, I feel it. Well, sorry. Wait, there's with the intern.
What are you
counting
feeling?
The intern, there's
keep
two and a half of us.
Two and a half.
The intern doesn't count.
Hold on. I was actually thinking that the intern and Rory made one and a half.
Sorry, men. Pyle. Not sorry.
So wait, neither one of us is a full man? We're like each three quarters
yes.
of a man is what you're implying?
Just like,
oh.
just like
you
this.
Son of a bitch.
There has never been a time in American history where we consider people less than a person.
This is like...
Well,
math.
You know,
why are you making us do fractions, Rory?
Rick, why am I only 5/7 of a human being, Rick? Why am I only 3/5 of an American?
It's convenient for me and my plantation. it's very important right. to my business model,
Rick,
so I
Rick's
have to defend it.
The Dogwater sweatshop
yeah.
of music.
Fucking A, we can't be having you having full rights. It's just not feasible.
And it wouldn't be a business.
Ever since I moved in with you.
Jesus.
Fuck
for
you,
real.
And it wouldn't be a business without bullshit numbers to make people happy every now and then. You didn't trot out bullshit
right.
numbers.
Oh, yeah, you should see the numbers I give him for how many people listen to this.
Okay.
Right. Just like, what should I tell him to make him keep doing this?
What's the number he needs?
Well, hey, how are you guys? Cast of Get Bent, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here.
You're way too polite to be from a show called Get Bent.
Let's get some names to these voices, if you don't mind introducing
All right.
yourself.
Yes, my name
I'm
is,
Rick.
Oh, hi, Rick. Hi. My name is Michelle Calhoun.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Welcome
I feel
to the
like,
show.
Are we going to do like an A meeting? Like, it's like, hi, my name is Michelle.
No, we're going to move on. I don't really care
okay.
about
that.
I was shocked her last name is, because the two of you together make Rory Calhoun.
Yes, I know.
That's awesome.
Oh, I didn't think about
awesome.
That because I've been hearing that joke since I was 6 and I tried to block it out like Vietnam.
Is there any other famous Rory? There isn't.
No, Rory,
the
golfing guy.
There's a Rory from Doctor Who, but
yeah,
that was a chick.
Yeah, the daughter on Gilmore Girls is Rory.
Yes.
Oh, Rory was,
yeah.
but okay, no,
no, no, Amy and Rory.
Amy and Rory.
Amy was the chick.
Rory was the dude, the centurion.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Rory was, never mind. Yeah, you're right.
There's also Rory Cochran who played the stoner in Dazed and Confused.
I just like the name
That's
Cochran.
Awesome.
I was so,
also in Empire Records.
Right, he was also
yes,
in that.
Yes,
thank
you.
Much less of a stoner in that
and
one.
And CSI as well, he was on CSI.
Very good. Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Miami, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there is a, he's a famous acting Rory. Yes.
A famous stoner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Rory Calhoun may actually be part of my family, so, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
No
I,
shit.
I don't know, really, but yeah, we'll just guess.
Old men would always ask me if I was a fan of his movies when I was little and never seen any of them. They seem like really creepy old men to me.
they want you
sure.
to watch it with them.
Come watch it.
No, well,
have you ever seen him? I don't even know what he's like.
I've never been to a Turkish prison, no.
Not Turkish.
Oh.
Rory's a white male. He's never been arrested.
It's true.
Is that true?
That's
I've
fine.
Never been arrested. No.
I would picture you as being arrested at some point in your life for
no,
something.
Fuck yeah.
Like
oh, he deserves
kid.
It.
I'm not
saying
teenager,
it shouldn't have happened.
Nothing ever. Wow.
If he was black, he would have been arrested like 10 times by now.
Probably.
It's probably right.
Probably so.
I have gotten away with far more of my share of shit than others.
Great. Glad Get Bent is about equality.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, but I also use it. I use my power to give other people a voice.
Excellent. Thank you.
Like the second guest.
I'm Stephanie McMullen.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
Good segue, Rick.
And yeah.
That was nice.
I've done this before.
Welcome to the show, Stephanie. And what are you? Well, we didn't ask her, but we'll ask you.
Yeah, he doesn't care about me.
Right.
We've already established that. You've got the comfy seat.
What do you do in the production?
I am one of the co-producers and co-founders of Sisters 3 Productions.
Hey.
I am the vocal director for this production, as well as I am also in it.
Jesus, you're the one who's making this shit happen.
Yeah, tell him who the other co-founder and co-producer is.
And my friend Michelle, sitting next to me, is also our other co-founder and co-producer.
You guys are the ones making this shit happen.
We are, yes, we and are. She's also our director and is also in the show.
Yes.
Fuck.
But that's not the selling point.
The selling point is our final guest here.
Oh.
Long time friend of the show.
Yes.
First time at this house.
Yes.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the first time in this house. Yes.
Empress of the Impossible.
Yes.
Helena.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was just enough phlegm, Rory.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What? Nice to have you back.
It's great to be back. Wow. It's great
that
to be back.
That was a big intro that just fell on its face.
Well, no, it's not over. It's not over.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's not over because I was just waiting for the right segue because I've lengthened it since the last time we talked.
Oh, dear.
Your title.
Okay.
I'm not only Empress of the Impossible, I am Mistress of Mental Mysteries and Princess of the Paranormal.
Mm,
fuck yeah.
Excellent.
Way more impressive than producer director.
I would like to extend Chewie's apologies for not having been here tonight since he was the one who booked the show.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But just like a white guy to make promises and not deliver on them.
Okay, yes.
No, he does wish he was here, though, and he says hello and sends you his best.
Awesome sauce.
Capital C for cunt.
Yeah.
That's our Chewie.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Chooks put out for jokes.
I feel like we should make fun of everybody who's missing harder.
Well, I...
Just kidding.
Well, I don't want to make fun of Nick now.
No, I know.
But
Chewie.
Chewie, we can
You're
make
You're fair
fun
game,
of.
Chewie. Sorry. Nick has not
a good,
sorry.
Nick has a good excuse for not
yeah
being here.
Yeah.
I'm going to preface this by saying, let's go to a song real quick at the end of this. Do you guys have something picked up for your first song that you'd want to play? Something maybe uplifting and cheerful?
I think the
first
one.
Or at least
one,
sounding.
The first one that should be on that list, which I think is track 8.
Excellent. Well, so I'll just fill you all in real quick about the Nick not being here tonight. Nick's at a small memorial and get-together, or at least a commiseration. A good friend of ours, a close friend of the show, Scott Dundas, lost his son last night this past weekend to a hit-and-run driver. And at this point, details are sketchy. There's not a lot known, but Tanner Dundas is no longer with us, and he was a young man who touched the lives of many people around here. And the loss for his father and his extended family is just completely unfucking imaginable. Nick's on duty tonight. He's on family duty. And much love to the Dundas family. And if you're looking for information, or we don't have any right now, but I'm sure there is going to be some pass the hat kind of event or get together on the internet. So just stay posted. We'll be passing the word on the website and on our personal pages. And as I always say, and this is another moment that makes me realize how much you really mean it, life is short. I love you. Don't forget to tell everybody you know that, because you just never fucking know. And so on that dreary note, with all due respect, let's have a song.
Now's the time to seize the day. Answer the call and don't delay.
Wow.
He doesn't know what to say. So we haven't really talked about what the show is about. Well, so exactly. Maybe that would help like, to fill people in.
And these are clips that were recorded live at the show.
Yeah, well, at one of our rehearsals. Yeah, at one of our rehearsals. So it's still a work in progress at this point.
All right, point, so yeah. So,
we probably should have said that first, too.
We should have really talked about all this in a totally different
way. So far, without Nick, we're completely blowing the show.
It's it's not Nick, okay?
I'm sorry.
So set up the show. What's it about?
Okay, so the show is called Get Bent. It is a gender-bent musical review. So it is a lot of really great songs from Broadway, and we're doing it as a fundraiser for our center. And and we really, really love our center. They're really great. They do a lot of work in the community, especially the LGBTQ community. And we're just really excited to bring this project because it's a chance for people to maybe step out of what they normally would do and get to perform, you know, music and it's going to be super fun. I'm really excited about it. And Seize the Day is from Newsies, normally an all male cast, and you happen to hear predominantly female voices in that version. So
the girls are boys and the boys are girls.
Aren't we always?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole point of it is that it's about the stories. It's, you know, any story can have, you know, and because we're doing it for our center, we're really emphasizing the fact that love is love. And it, you know, that's kind of the underlying theme. All the songs that we chose are about love or about seizing the day or about being together, all that great stuff. So we are super just thrilled that we're able to do this and able to have some really amazing performers throughout the community, especially Helena.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm honored to be in the company of a lot of the this is an amazing cast. The talent we got in one thumb tip of this cast so much better than the, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
And the thumb tip, the next hand on the other side.
Oh, that's God. Well, you know, I'm a magician and thumb tips are used.
Yeah. And Helena was actually someone that came to us through auditions. We had never met before.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, in saunters Helena, and is like, hey, I want to be in your show. We're like, okay. And we just love all the work that, you know, Helena's put into it. And it's just been really great. Mm-hmm. You know, and Stephanie is our vocal director, so she can talk about what that's like. But, you know, otherwise I'll just keep talking. She sings.
Where is this going up at?
A Potentialist.
At the Potentialist. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
A Potentialist workshop.
Those rapscallions over there.
Absolutely, those rapscallions. So.
No, that's a great space. They've been definitely really transforming that little corner of town.
Yeah, we've done a few shows there. We did Vagina Monologues there recently. We did it in February, and actually,
cool.
Yeah, it's been a really great space for us. We're really enjoying it, and they're very supportive of what we do, and we try to do things for charity, so you know it helps.
Freebasing with gays.
Or straights.
Only some.
Rick,
we're not limiting.
We're not talking about Rick's youth anymore.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's all about everybody. It's equal.
Yes. Yeah, it's everybody can freebase.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
Or did he mean like while you're freebasing, you stare at people really hard? Freebasing with gaze.
And as Michelle
staring
was saying,
staring contest while you're jacking off.
That's
sometimes like that. That's
Chewy's
awkward.
Is the worst.
Resting
shit.
Bitch face.
So you want to see my testicles?
Oh, God, I would not want to see Chewy's testicles.
Imagine them.
No.
I'm sorry.
Why?
You know he doesn't trim down there. Why would he? He's married.
Thank you, Rick, for steering this interview.
I got
right back into the gutter.
I mean, I live there in the gutter, so I'm okay. But you know,
but you know, we're the show. We're trying to promote something.
Yes, the show. So,
as Michelle was saying, it's really about equality. It's yes, we're talking about love, and love is love. It doesn't matter. But the biggest reason why we went down this path of creating this original review was to show that it doesn't matter what gender you are, everybody is on the same page and everybody has equal standing. And sometimes when you're doing a certain piece of music or a certain monologue or a piece of art or production, it can be just as impactful if it's done by the opposite gender for which it was written.
Yo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got Cell Block Tango with mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
From Cell Block Tango from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know that one. Yeah, you definitely know that one.
Everybody
knows
that
one. It's pretty awesome. We've got so many different great parts. I mean, we have an After Dark show.
Yes.
So, you know, for a little bit of naughty, a little bit of body, as I call it. We have one show only where we're doing special numbers, including Sweet Transvestite.
Of course, Rocky should come up with all of this.
Yes.
That is so fucking awesome. We're huge, huge Rocky fans.
Oh, we know.
We were going to Rocky Horror when it was shown in black and white.
Yeah. Back when, before they had talkies.
That's right. You know how hard it is to pantomime the time warp?
And that dude at the piano down front had to play along.
I love the visual of that. That is such a great one. Maybe that's what we'll produce next.
I was so fucking rad. I was a scrawny goth kid, and I was always terrified of punks and skinheads. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought they were hot as balls, but I was terrified. Right? And so I would. So anytime there was like a skinhead kid or something, and I was growing up in the 80s, and I was out of the closet when I was 14. And so I was always terrified, like at school and stuff. But the only time that I felt like I was completely at home and like it didn't matter who was there was when we went to Rocky Horror.
Awesome.
Rocky Horror was always the place where there would be like rocker guys, there would be jocks, there would be skinheads, there would be punk rock kids, there would be all us goth kids, and everybody got along.
Yeah.
And everything was okay. And I didn't feel like I had to be scared. And that was always one of those. It was really important to my youth. That it was one of the only places that I felt at home.
See, and that's one of the great thing about art and the transformative properties of theater and music
that,
and movies and all of that. I think that's fantastic.
When people acted out down front, because you always had a cast acting out at the front of, and this is in Reno in the 1980s. We had it at the Keystone Theater, which is now a performance. It's actually a theater where they do. It used to be a movie theater.
TMCC theater.
Yeah, TMCC.
Yes.
Okay.
Used to be a movie theater. And every time I go see a TMCC production there, I'm always like, wow, I got oral sex in this room. I always turn to my friends and go, I have dropped so much acid in this room.
That sounds like me in parking lots. Oh, wait.
Driving past the mall brings up memories.
The period that I went there was always a woman playing Frankenfurter. It was always, and then occasionally there would be a girl. Not at that place, but at other Rockies I've been to, occasionally a girl would play Rocky.
Right.
It happens
like
often.
It never mattered. It was just like anybody can jump in and rock that part if they felt like it. You know, I always thought that was really cool.
Must fit costume.
Yeah, exactly. High heel shoes are a must.
I've seen some very hairy Franks, and I've seen some very female Franks who,
yeah,
like, voluptuous Franks.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
It's just a matter if you have Frank's chops.
Funny.
And by that, I don't mean his mutton chops.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's Eddie.
But Frank has some pretty decent chops.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Think about it at the end where, you know, I'm going home and all that.
That's true. It was the 70s.
I've got frog eyes.
Yeah. I actually saw a production once of Rocky Horror where it was a woman playing Rocky, and I remember the Rocky and the Janet. It was like they were afraid to touch each other. It was very funny, and I was like, they were just kind of doing this like thing where they were rubbing each other with like 6 inches of space between them. Like, it was very bizarre.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, if you're going to do that, you got to commit.
You got to commit.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was my thinking, too.
Yeah.
So.
You have to be okay with the pool scene if you're going to be in a Rocky production.
True.
Fuck yeah.
And
whenever I
ham-handed segue, I think that's what we try to do with our show too.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. You know?
We go for
throw
it.
Everybody
for
into
it.
A pool and sort of drown them and make them
absolutely
upset.
The after dark show. No, I'm just kidding. If you all want an orgy, come to the after dark show. Just kidding. Maybe.
So a little Rocky and a little you've got a
yeah,
bunch of stuff
what
going,
else
right?
Yeah.
Chicago, Lataj, we've got Rent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Songs from Rent.
Songs from Rent.
We have some songs from a musical called Last 5 Years. We have some songs from newer musicals. One's called Dogfight. Another newer musical, Newsies, obviously, because we had Seize the Day. We also have some older musical theater, and we also have a song from Hamilton in our show as well.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Helena actually sings a song from La Cage aux Folles, so
yes,
we're
I
very
do.
Excited.
Yes,
how
I
weird.
Do. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Now, for all of these, I mean, I know a little bit about theater production. And, do you have to get the rights for all these individual songs to create your show, or how is?
Does that count?
Or
when
is
you're
this
out?
A bad question for me to be asking?
It might be a bad question that you need to edit out later. Generally, there's sort of an understanding that if it's like a musical review or a performance for charity, then it's kind of
blind eye.
Yeah, blind eye.
Okay.
So, does it,
if it's an amateur community event, that's not exactly like trying to raise money for a venue or a group or something.
I think
like
it's
that
laws don't penetrate the walls of the Potentialist Workshop. I think that's
what it
is.
That is a fair assessment.
Part of it too is we're not actually doing any of the full shows. We are doing a song from it. Mm-hmm. So there is a way that you just purchase the rights for doing a song, just like bars do when they have cover bands come in. They pay a flat fee, and it doesn't matter what songs the cover band plays. It doesn't matter. It's all covered. So that's kind of the same situation with what we're doing.
Okay. Do we get to squeak by on parody, maybe? No, probably not.
What?
Isn't it okay to
I like how Rick just includes himself all of a sudden
with
your
production.
If there's a parody version of these songs, no one's told me.
Yeah,
no, we're actually playing it very legitimately. There really isn't too much parody until you get to some of the Hedwig stuff that we're going to do in the After Dark show.
So the After Dark show is like Hedwig. Everybody's naked? Or
if you want
songs from Hair?
Yeah, no. Oh, God. No, it's the After Dark show is just a little bit naughtier. Like the regular show, we say is like PG-13, and the After Dark show, it might be a little racier. You know, might have
might be. God, I hope so.
No, yeah, we hope so too. Yes. So
otherwise, that's
you know,
misleading.
Although there's some pretty perverse people here in Reno, so who really knows what's over the top?
Is there audience participation?
in a sense,
After Dark.
Yes. There's audience molestation.
Oh my god!
That counts.
Do we have to pay extra for that?
Yeah.
No, it is included to come to the After Dark show.
Good deal. Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser. That's going to be our most popular show after this podcast. I think everybody's going to be like, I wanted to come to that one.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another little snippet.
Another snippet.
Maybe two.
Any of them are
fine. Or just one and talk.
I don't know what order they are.
So shall we just hit
just
one?
Play
and then you can tell us about it.
Yes.
Okay, sounds
I'm
going to
play number four.
Was obviously Seasons of Love from Rent. That happens to also be our show closer for this production because love is love, and that's the most important thing.
That's right.
Yeah, and that is sung by the full cast. That was only a portion of the cast.
Most of these snippets are solos or a very small portion of the cast from a rehearsal yesterday that was later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But that is definitely a full ensemble piece.
And that
cast.
One, we do invite audience participation.
Yes.
So if they want to sing along and clap.
Yes.
And most people know that song from Rent.
Yeah.
Generally, you know.
Generally.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear another one.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
This,
what about this?
I have to admit, I don't know anything about musicals.
That's all right.
Me neither.
Thank you.
that was sweet.
That one is from a relatively new musical called Dogfight. The song itself is called Pretty Funny. Typically, that song actually in the cast is sung by a female. However, in order for us to keep everything gender bent, we changed the pronouns. Normally, she's singing about a guy, but in this case, we changed it to be singing about a girl.
Oh, so you had to flip something.
Yep.
Nice.
So how big is the cast?
They're mostly about 5 or 6 feet tall.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, between
I think it's
Munchkin cast.
29
Dude, all midget cast, I will be there.
It's 26.
26. Right. 26 little members people. Of our yeah. cast right
wow,
now.
Wow, all right. Damn. That's a sizable cast.
It is yeah. quite the sizable cast. Yes. And it is a wide variety of...
Especially when we're used to working with 13 people, yeah. 12 to 13 God. People, and yeah, now we seriously. Have double that.
Yeah, it's a variety of ages. It's a variety of everybody's very talented, but we all come to this project with different experiences. Stephanie obviously is one of our strongest singers, and we have several strong dancers. And then there's me, but you know, you know, I'm more of a character singer. Hey, so you know, I bring that to it.
Frankly, that's important when you're dealing
it
with
is,
the spectacle of bigness.
Yeah, the spectacle of bigness.
Nice.
You get to be
sounds
the
like a personal ad.
Our youngest in this cast is 11, and our oldest
right.
in this cast is, I want to say, close to 50.
Yeah, the 11-year-old is not in the After Dark show.
No.
I just
wanted to
point
no, they are not.
Well,
they are
shut the
not.
Front door. There's ways you can make them part of the show.
That is
exactly.
true.
Yes. No.
I said no one ever.
Nah. We have a lovely song from Funhouse called Ring of Keys that is sung by a typically an 11 or 12-year-old girl okay. about discovering that she likes girls.
Aww.
And
I
so
that.
Yeah, that's yeah, why we great. Have a wonderfully young. It's a split role. It's split between an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they're the two youngest in our cast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's so sweet.
And in addition to that, if we actually manage to sell out early, you can still come to the patio on Halloween and hang out with us for a karaoke party.
Yes.
A Where costume you all, karaoke party.
Yes. Undoubtedly be getting drunk and doing songs from the show.
I will not yes. be getting drunk. I will not be getting drunk.
On actual yeah.
For the record.
Night.
On actual what? Halloween night.
Okay. On actual Halloween night.
The
on actual Halloween night.
Starts at
on a Tuesday.
7 o'clock?
Halloween night, and yes. I was remembering...
Helena, yeah. actually, can you forward that information to them just so they have the link and everything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Helena set
You'll
that up with
the
a Facebook
post.
Event. Yes.
Nice.
And our underage people are going to be designated drivers if I...
Yeah. Yes, yeah. They will be sitting outside. We'll bring them snacks.
Yeah, there'll be a kids' table in the parking lot.
Yes.
Wait, you only have to be like 18 to be an Uber driver, right? No, I think you have
well,
to be older.
Several of them are over 18, just not quite 21 yet.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Reno.
Yeah, there's that.
Remind me again, the show is the weekend prior to that?
The show is going to be the second and third weekends of November.
Okay, the weekends Hold after please. That.
Yes.
Gotcha.
November 10th.
We open, yes. We open November 10th. We have a show the 10th, 11th, 12th, and then 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And the After Dark show is on the 11th at 10 p.m.
Yes.
So everything else is...
And if
you,
it's
you have
wildly
to check,
popular, maybe there'll be a second one the following weekend.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll yeah. See. Yeah.
I'm just trying to make you make promises you can't deliver yeah. on.
Supply
Well, then
demand.
We should date. No, I'm just kidding. yeah. No, it's going to be so much fun. I mean, just come to the show. It's a great cause, and it's, yeah. you know, and it's so, I can't even tell you. It is so unique to see so many different people from the community come together for this cause. And, you know, and some of them, like Helena actually, had never really sung or danced before, even though, you know, mm-hmm. Helena performs all the time. It was just a really unique opportunity.
Well,
so,
yes, to
yeah.
jump outside my comfort zone.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Yes. Hang around people that aren't magicians and are performers.
Right. Yeah.
Right. We've always just known you as the magician comic mentalist yeah. kind of shtick there. So
this has been a very, very, very fun
stretcher.
And interesting
yeah.
little adventure for me.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, what have you discovered on your journey?
What have I discovered on my journey? That there is a big difference, a huge difference between having a couple and getting up in front of someone in karaoke And actually sitting down with somebody like Stephanie, who knows what she's talking about, and plunking it out on the piano. Huge difference, like night and day.
No, a C, a C. Give me a bouncy C, you son of a bitch.
Okay, maybe not quite that mean.
Yeah, no.
But sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
It's a big difference, but a higher bar.
And yeah. Yeah.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
Very cool. Yes. Ed, has it been a challenge for you as a performer to have you been nervous about doing something different again? Like the old butterflies?
Well, I've got so many magic performances under my belt that didn't go the way they were planned. I've got some great experiences, too.
Yeah.
Some great experiences, too. But after those ones where, yeah, you know, it's still entertaining, but not for all the reasons that I wanted it to be. You know, the pain and horror of a trick going wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, after that, I mean, it's just down, you know, everything else is downhill. I mean, it does something to your courage levels. Whatever happens, it's not going to be as bad as that time as I messed up at 4th Street. I mean, and that was on me. That was on me. It's the performer's fault.
Right.
I got to
No,
say
you got you got to remember you do remember when I learned to play a guitar. So
yes.
I yeah, same thing. And I just I feel sorry for you being in the audience in that era.
Yeah. When was that, Rory?
Yeah, just like 2 or 3 years
week ago.
That's when you
week.
Started to learn to play guitar?
I picked up guitar. Well, I guess it's been more like 5 years now. It was.
I remember.
I was 38. It's been five. I'm 43 now, so it's been 5 years.
I remember after I first, like barely after I first met you, you did an open mic at Jub Jub's, and Facebook reminded me of that. You were really good, so
I organized and ran that open mic.
I know you did. Yeah. You kicked ass.
But no, in the really no, my early guitar stuff was horrible.
Oh, yeah, see, horrible. I think back to the Dogwater Backyards thing,
right.
And that was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So
really,
so, yeah, that was 2009.
I'm almost positive that was the 2009 one. That was
no, it couldn't have been because I
didn't. We did like 9, 10, 11,
no,
12.
It was 12 because
Shit.
That was the year Cheyenne left me.
Oh,
and that was
right.
the year I learned to play guitar.
I love that that's the marker for
right.
that.
My ex-wife was disaffected and not spending a lot of time in the house, so I learned to play guitar.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Whatever.
Thanks, Cheyenne.
Lives
forever. Little nice note.
Hey, let's. Do we have any other snippets?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yes.
Let's change the
subject. Let's back to the show.
Well, let's have a snippet and then the quiz, I think. It's
yeah.
time
Beautiful.
For the quiz.
Okay, here's, okay. A, here's a snippet.
I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
That's what he's here for.
I don't care for wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying, I need you. Let me see her standing there. And honest, mister, I'm a millionaire.
All right, when it gets big, it stops.
Oh. Yep, that's
well, you
yep.
can't keep.
Can't give
Dude,
you the whole thing.
Right, right.
Can't
why would you, why would you buy
you
the cow if you're getting the milk for free?
Just can't give you everything.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. So that was from Chicago. That is Billy Flynn's big song, All I Care About Is Love. And in our case, it is Amanda McHenry's, one of her big songs, one of our lovely ladies in the cast.
Yeah. Amanda McHenry has done a lot of stuff with Bruca and all over the place, so some people might recognize the name.
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a few in the cast. I think if you come see the show, you'll be like, I know that one, and that
yes.
one, and that one, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's
we have a lot
exciting.
Of those.
There's been, yeah. there's been a bit of an explosion in the last year of smaller theatrical companies mm-hmm. popping up in Reno. Like, yep. in the last, I was 18 months or so, like, I mean, with a lot of help from, say, the Potentialist Space.
Right, sure.
And, you know, in a couple other places, but besides... Mm-hmm. You know, your Bruca and your Good Luck and even Reno
right.
Little Theater, which
right.
have long time been our you know, well, at least the two.
The standards,
those
right.
have been the mainstays for a right. while. But I've been noticing there's been a lot more smaller companies doing, you know, limited runs, mm-hmm. finding a space, putting on shows.
Yep.
And I don't know. What do you think about that? I think it's a great opportunity.
I think it's a great
neat phenomenon that's been going on.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. And actually, Sisters 3 is unique, and that's our name of our production
yes,
company.
That
it's
was
unique
the segue.
Because thanks. Picked up what you were throwing down. yeah, but our goal was because there are so many talented women in Reno. And, you know, I hate to say this. I'm just going to say it as crassly as I can because it's true. A guy can walk into an audition, and because there's always a need for men in theater, if you got a penis, you got the part.
Right.
You know, and it seems like with women, it's 5, 10, you know, 20 women for the same single role in a show. And so Sisters 3 came about because our goal was to create female-centric performances in order to get those actresses working. We have some astounding talent. I mean, we really do. And many of them don't get to be seen. So, you know, that was where the show actually originated was, hey, look at all these really great roles and all these songs that guys get to sing and the girls don't really get to sing them. So let's put the girls in there. And then when we partnered with our center, it also became about equality on all levels. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
it doesn't matter whether or not you're within the binary construct or not. You know, theater is still trying to catch up to that idea of being gender fluid and trying to catch up to the idea of, you know, transgender performances and all of that. But there are so many stories that are coming out recently, and it's really, you know, it's really helping open our eyes and really helping us to get actors working. So, yeah,
right.
we awesome. Love it. Yeah. yeah
so Sisters 3, sure. have you thought about flipping Macbeth's gender roles and
oh,
doing
absolutely.
That?
Actually.
Absolutely. Actually, Shakespeare is one of my personal loves, and we've mm-hmm. always wanted to do yep. gender-bent stuff.
I auditioned.
I think that could be really exciting.
I auditioned with Lady Macbeth. With
yes.
Them.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
It's coming down the pike.
Yeah, we definitely want to do Shakespeare Gets Bent. We definitely want to
yes.
do that.
Sure.
I don't know when that will be, but we definitely are
probably next year
to hopefully keep doing a Get Bent type show and
mm-hmm.
changing it up. This time I call this Stephanie's show because she is the musical person and Shakespeare is mine.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But we did originally make everybody audition with, not make, we asked them to audition with.
They got
a,
bonus points if. It,
with a Shakespeare monologue. So we did ask them to do that in addition to a song. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
See the stretch.
Yeah.
See what they
and
got.
You know what was really great about this show? Like, we got to see people that we never have seen ever audition mm-hmm. for us.
Yep.
Like, there are so many people in this cast that we've never worked with. And that's, you know.
Wonderful. No,
yeah,
that's neat.
You kind of get your
over
favorites.
Half.
Yeah, you kind of get your little favorites that you like to work with all the time. Like I said, we did the Vagina Monologues earlier this year. So we have
sure.
quite
and,
a few
and repertory
returning.
Casts kind of coalesce
absolutely.
Out of nothingness around each other.
Yeah.
yeah.
And we call it assimilation. Like, if you do
yes.
a show and we like you, it's like, you will not leave.
Resistance
you will
is futile.
We have another part for you.
Yes.
Come.
Come. Here's this show. You're welcome.
Yes.
yes. So I'm pretty sure Helena will be making another appearance eventually. Because
yes.
I got to say, just mad props. And I tell you this all the time. You work so damn hard, Helena. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you God, just from where Helena started from. I mean, that's not to say Helena sucked, because not at all. But just, you know,
yep.
just from where Helena started from. And just honestly, one of the hardest working actors in the show. Because we can just say, do this. And Helena's like, okay. And then does it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
no,
it's so great.
We've worked together a
it's
lot
a
over the
yes.
years. And I've seen
yeah.
her always improving, always evolving the
yeah.
act, always getting people's feedback, always
yeah.
switching it up to make it present.
Yes.
And
I'm happy,
better.
I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And Helena got us on this podcast, although
yeah.
we may have to have a talk about that.
Oh,
well, without any further ado, Rick, it's time for my song.
Oh.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all gender persuasions, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you all some rather compromising, uncomfortable, and possibly childish questions. Are you ready to play?
I don't know.
Glad everybody's over 21 this week.
We've had some young people in lately, and it's not always been great. I mean, it's been great, but we just got to watch ourselves.
Right.
I always say something inappropriate. It has to be removed after the show's over. Anyway.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Helena?
In all of history? Oh, Hitler.
Yep.
All right.
Hitler.
Okay.
Hitler, and I wouldn't
popular answer, popular flavor.
I can't top anything better than that right now. So
there's
yeah.
no one else you'd rather.
No
hit.
One. I mean, no this could else. Be like somebody personal.
Living or dead.
Could be
and
somebody.
Can I say my ex?
Sometimes a little left
King Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know.
Can I say my ex? Kinda, does that count?
Yeah, he is
sure.
a mystery.
He is
I presume.
A real person.
Will the FBI come get me if I say the president?
Yeah.
Also, very
someone.
Popular answer.
Yeah, if you can't respect the person, then it's respect the
we'll just,
office.
We'll so just leave it that you asked the question and
yeah.
move on.
Okay.
Yeah. let's see. What was the first album you ever purchased?
Ooh.
First album I ever purchased with my own money was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
right.
Band.
Oh. We did know that about you.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we've yeah.
My favorite Beatles album, by the way.
Awesome. Stephanie?
Shoot. I think probably the first album...
Hamilton soundtrack?
No. Oh, no. I actually have yet to actually purchase the Hamilton soundtrack, just for the record. But
well,
no, I
believe it's gold plated and comes with like your
own theater. Woo! Woo! I think the first, this is going to be really funny. I think the first album I ever purchased was a Cher album, actually.
Very telling. Was it the one where she was humping the Navy boat? No.
No, it was not that one.
This is really funny. I do not remember the first album I purchased.
Okay.
I remember purchasing singles. But
okay,
I remember
okay.
the first album I received.
Fair enough.
Well, that so, yeah.
Well, I mean, given that you can throw out, you remember purchasing just little 45 singles?
Yeah,
all right,
45s,
all right.
totally
yeah, yeah.
45s.
do you remember the first one you got of those?
I don't remember the very, very first one, but I do remember
Disney.
I did buy, no, I bought Rush Hour by Jane Wedlin from the Go-Go's.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, because I was an 80s kid.
Right.
And the first album I ever received, you'll laugh at this probably, is the Never Ending Story soundtrack.
Fuck yeah.
That was a good.
That's awesome.
That was in my collection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still in my collection. Are you kidding?
It was right there next to the Star Wars soundtrack.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I kept my OST separate from my bands.
Turn around.
I was an alternative kid. Like I really liked a lot of the 80s alternative. So
you
it would
me
be
both.
Stuff like that. Yeah, for
awesome,
sure.
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I will go with a little stay in the music vein. What was the first concert you ever went to then?
Oh. Kiss FM Endless Summer Jam. And I only remember that because I met Corey Feldman and that rocked my socks to the core.
I don't want to distract from the quiz, but Corey Feldman played Reno this past weekend.
And I didn't get to go.
Evidently, it was an enormous shit show and he made everybody wait like 3.5 hours. Played 5 songs. Somebody threw a beer and he left town.
I'm sure.
I hear something
with
a
police escort. Oh,
jeez.
It was evidently a crazy, wild
sure.
shit show. Everybody had a good time.
I'm sure.
Nobody cared about Feldman, who they ran off because they were too busy having a party.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Motherfucking Reno.
He showed up late and let Reno get 3 hours drunk?
Yeah.
That is a really bad move. Yeah. I mean, just for you.
Respect,
yeah. Pretty yeah. much. Yeah. All right. Stephanie, what was your first concert?
This one's actually easy. John Denver.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. Right. This was, I think, the year before
a year
he
ago?
Died. No, the year before he died.
Wow.
He had come to Reno. I think I was in second grade or something.
Awesome.
But yeah, wow. That was my first concert.
Rat.
Oh, yeah. From Sgt. Pepper's
to Rat. To 80s metal.
Nice.
You're back.
We're like bandana, short black
and
skirt.
Round.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody yeah. has ever answered with Rat or John Denver. So
those are yeah. Those
I'm a very interesting person.
Okay.
Fucking A.
All right. We're gonna start getting into the more challenging questions. Lover, mother, or brother, you're trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Lover, because I don't want I don't have one.
Ah, see? Yeah, ditto.
Yes.
Cheater.
Avoiding the question gets you a zero.
I got it.
Avoiding the question gets you a zero. Substitute your best friend if you want points.
Okay. Best friend.
Ah.
Well, I don't have one of those yet.
Aww. Shit. Now you're just sounding
lonely. Pulling out the sympathy wagon actually gets you negative points.
Fuck. How about being a sociopath that knows you have a problem?
Ooh. So you've already eaten everybody on the island is what you're
pretty
saying.
Pretty much.
Mother, because she would drive me nuts first.
Yeah. There's an honest answer.
Yep.
Oh. Gosh. Oh, that's really hard.
Do
yes.
not put me on the island.
No.
No, I'm also single, so it is hard to say lover.
In a hypothetical sense.
Yeah. Well, I think it would have to depend on the body type of my lover, because if it's a tasty snack, that could be why. Yeah, I feel like I could boss my brother around and tell him to go, I don't know, build shit or something. And then, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with the mother comment, though, too. That's pretty funny. I didn't really answer that, sorry. It was like three answers in one.
Yeah, that works. That's perfect. Yeah. We're going to come back to you. When you go to the bathroom for number twosie, is the door open or closed?
Generally closed, because I have a cat that likes to invite
Hang
herself
out.
In
yeah.
to my litter box and it's rub like, against my legs. It's like, super awkward.
I do not.
So what
do
you
do? I don't like the audience either. Yeah.
And even when I'm home, I mean, yeah, even if I'm home alone, because you know I have a daughter, and even when she's home, I'm always door closed for sure.
Depends if I'm home alone or not, to be perfectly honest. But usually I close it because I have two dogs and a cat. Yep. When it's bathroom time, it's social hour.
That weirds me out.
Yeah.
Too, actually.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep. Like, I don't want to be watched.
It's just so much pressure and anxiety.
Right. I'm like, I don't watch you poop.
Yeah. I say the same thing. I usually scream at her, get out of my litter box.
I don't go in yours.
Open.
Yeah.
Open.
All day
go
long.
Go for it.
Open.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Pleasures of being single, right?
Yes.
There.
It's part of being the human race. You got to watch Helena.
It's an Elvis Costello line. Sometimes I almost feel just like a human being.
You ever seen that movie, Boxing Helena? Oh, wait.
Yes.
I have, actually. Julian Sands.
Oh, fantastic film. Kids, rush out and buy all the copies of it. let's see. Rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many sexual partners have you had?
10.
All right. Oh,
5.
50.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm leaning in for a fist bump on that one. Yeah.
It wasn't the fist that was bumping.
But she could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Yeah.
You bet. That's what I was known for in high school.
And how often do you pleasure yourself? What's your frequency, Kenneth?
No. See, I have to really think about this.
That was the first album I bought.
Yeah. Nice. Not as much as I should. Yeah.
That's an acceptable answer for an 80s kid.
That's the answer.
I don't have to pleasure myself. I have somebody to do it for me.
Oh. That's extra points.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very strong wrists.
What are your favorite search terms on the internet if you're looking for inspiration?
What kind of inspiration?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, big and busty, lemon party, blue waffle, cream pie, shade.
This is the part of the episode when I feel ashamed as a human being.
Yeah, all right.
MILF, GILF,
when,
DILF,
stop. When
okay,
we're
cookie.
Over, when we're okay.
I've actually searched for a few of those.
Yeah.
Not for pleasure, just for curiosity, really.
Pie in the face.
Clowning.
Clown, right.
Yeah.
I'll lean in for a fist bump on that, too.
Okay.
I'm learning so much.
I'm not safe around whipped cream.
Oh, my goodness. On that lovely note.
I know what we're bringing to the cast party.
Oh, God.
Stephanie's face is now nearly as red as her hair.
Oh, God.
I actually, in all honesty, don't use search terms. I just flip through videos until I find one that looks like it could be appealing.
All right.
So
random.
Do you lean big black eyes or?
Wait, no? What?
What about big black eyes?
What?
I was thinking, like, what do you lean, you know?
Do
you like Asian girls? Like, just, is there like anything that we could grab?
Seeing more of
onto?
The man than seeing more of the woman.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Awesome. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rick has forwarded on to me like some of the best porn I've ever seen. Because he was looking for guys and he found this great one that he thought, oh, Rory'd like that.
Because I'm like, wow, this is awesome friendship for me, and holy shit, she's hot.
That is so funny. I don't really look for search terms either unless it's out of curiosity. Like, I definitely have searched for blue waffle just because someone had a conversation about it. I don't even know.
I don't know what it
search
is.
Search it yourself.
I'm Googling it right now.
Okay, click on
images.
Oh,
wait, I can't. This is great.
Yeah, also look up hot dogs. There's a couple of interesting images.
What was the one that we looked up during rehearsal the other day?
I don't even remember. But, if you want leanings, I definitely like the chocolate.
Oh, it was tossing the salad.
Yeah, that came up during.
Because there's a line in one of the songs that talks about tossing a salad, so we looked it up.
But it's,
yeah, I remember that.
In reference to throwing
No, Kim, you're not supposed to look up. Kim, you're not supposed to look up blue waffle on Urban Dictionary. You're supposed to look it up in an image search.
Yeah, look up in an image search.
It's the first thing that came up, and Urban Dictionary can't even tell me what it is about.
They're just image search.
They're just like, go to Google.
If you want to know what it is.
Basically a diseased V.
No. I wanted her real reaction.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, she sees it. Okay. There you go.
My God.
All right. No, because I follow the crowd.
Yeah. Michelle, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Who? Scotland or Ireland? Just in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Supposedly, my people come from Scotland.
The windswept rocky shores of the Emerald Isle.
That made me happy. Yes.
I don't know if I've ever actually thought about the answer to that question. Where would I haunt?
My mantle. I'm gonna put her in an urn.
Jesus Christ.
Keep her on my mantle.
Somewhere near open water. That's probably the best answer I could give right now.
Like most of the planet.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I don't know if you're familiar with San Diego geography. You know where Wind and Sea Beach is? La Jolla?
Uh-huh. I do.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
It's beautiful, long, SoCal, rocky beaches.
Yeah.
You all have this thing about the shore.
Water.
Yeah, water.
Pisces.
Yes. Okay.
Aquarius.
We're going to switch over to our rapid-fire questions, please.
Okay.
Answer as fast as you can without thinking, and please keep up.
Oh, were we supposed to be thinking?
Would you rather give a hand job or a blowjob?
Blowjob.
Both.
Blowjob.
But blowjob, though, yeah.
No, simultaneously. I know what you meant.
Yeah.
But honestly, really, like, engage the hand as well.
Yes.
I mean, it's important.
Well, yes, it's part of it. Yes.
Right.
Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Beat up.
Arrested.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
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 Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Dogs.
Cats.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Tacos.
Ferris
Gay
or
ginger?
Oh.
Ginger.
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 Ferris or ducky?
Ferris.
Oh.
I don't even understand
Ferris
the question.
Bueller. That's all right. It's all right.
We have to have a movie night.
If it's Ferris Bueller, then that's the answer.
But Ducky is pretty cool.
I think Ducky.
Basically, it's what's the actor's name?
John Cryer was Ducky.
Right. It's Matthew Broderick or John Cryer.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick.
Okay.
Ducky.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ew.
Star Trek.
Trek.
Wars.
Okay.
Boo.
Harvey Fierstein or Nathan Lane?
Nathan Lane.
Lane.
Fierstein.
He's been getting a lot of hate mail because people can't read.
Yeah. I know.
I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong? From the Torch Song Trilogy with Matthew fucking Broderick.
That's right.
No. You were the head of that film company.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
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 Okay. Who wins in a fight, Donkey or Walrus?
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus.
Who wins in a fight, Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons, hands down.
Taylor.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Is Richard Simmons even alive?
All this speculation because he just disappeared. I mean, he was just fabulous everywhere. And then I would like to see that fight, actually.
Is Rip Taylor still alive?
No.
Oh, well, then that would be a real interesting
And story. Actually, just as a bonus point, this is going to be a true-false question. I got to pull up the website. It's going to be is whether or not somebody is still alive.
Crap.
So the question is, is Abe Vigoda still alive? And there is a website, is Abe Vigoda still alive?
Of course there is.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
No.
No, he died last year.
Damn it. Oh. The year that everybody died.
Yeah, it was a good running gag for many years. Is Abe Vigoda still alive?
They have a lot of
call him. His phone number was like in a public directory. Wow. And he'd answer his phone because it was right next to him on the couch.
How funny.
All right. That is the end of the quiz here. I'm going to tabulate the scores.
so official.
And... Kalane, I'm sorry you've already taken the quiz. You're automatically disqualified.
Okay.
Thank you for playing, though.
Okay.
Out of our final two guests, I am proud to announce that Stephanie is not the winner. Michelle!
You're a jerk, Rory. I've been rooting for Stephanie.
It's only because I said 50. I know.
Yes. That's where your score went up.
Yeah. That's actually, those are literal points that get added to your score. Well, that was fun.
I'm glad we've learned so much about my whorish.
Your whorish tendencies.
I read a great article recently, why I'm really happy about being a slut.
Yeah.
And it was written for this perspective of this gal who's married and has a life. And you know what? Yeah, when she was in her 20s and early 30s, she slutted it up, went out and banged guys, talked about them like a piece of meat. And she doesn't feel any less of herself for that, because then when she was able to be with a partner, she knew what she wanted, how to be articulate as a sexual being in a intimate relationship.
Absolutely.
And it was it was a very short little stinger of an article, but it's real relevant to a lot of things we've been talking about.
I think sometimes people, you know, want to negate the whole idea of
sexually empowered women.
Empowered women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they slut shame or whatever. And I don't see the need for that. That's, you know.
If it's okay for guys to go out and have sex, who are they having sex with? Each other?
One would hope.
But I mean, the whole bullshit argument.
Yeah, for sure.
I am a giant slut.
Okay. I was tonight. Before I got married.
I'm with someone now.
I was after I got
So
married.
I guess I'm not a slut.
After I got divorced, I should say.
Yeah, that was fun. That was funner than the first time around.
Right? Yeah, for sure. Because then I knew what to do.
Same.
Right.
Yeah, so there you are.
Well, do we have one last little stinger from the show? We got anything else?
Yeah,
we actually have
two. They're short, so...
Well, let's. I'll close that. Or no, let's have that. Give a little feedback, and then we'll close the show.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. What's that from?
That is from Last 5 Years. That's actually one of my numbers in the show. It's called Nobody Needs to Know. It's a relatively lengthy but really emotional piece about the point of view of having an affair and the person, the one that is having the affair, because they are so miserably unhappy in their relationship.
Which was a nice segue from my whorishness.
Which means I know what the last number is.
I was married once, too.
Yes. Yeah. Which means I know what our last sample is, which is actually a good one to end with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michelle's like, maybe not.
Shall we have it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Here it is.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremder, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see ya, bleib a rest a stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im cabaret, au cabaret.
And that is our illustrious director, Michelle. In our opening number, because she is our MC for this production, and our opening number, Willkommen, which is from Cabaret.
And as you know, the show gets better after that.
So we just did the last song first and the first song last.
We actually did kind of do that a little bit.
And we meant
so when anybody comes to the show, they'll be completely discombobulated like they've never heard any of it.
Exactly.
That's right.
Sexually.
Like you said, there's a plan.
Yes, we meant to do that.
Yes.
If we love confusing people sexually.
remind everybody again, they can find the event post, I'm sure, somewhere on Facebook, Get Bent, and then there's also the karaoke party on Halloween.
On Halloween at the patio.
Okay.
You can purchase tickets for Get Bent on Brown Paper Tickets. The actual URL is getbent.brownpapertickets.me.
I think it's Get Bent Musical, actually.
Is it Get Bent Musical?
Yeah,
Get Bent
Musical.
Get Bent Musical. Getbentmusical.brownpapertickets. Tickets are $15 pre-sale. They are $20 at the door. And as stated multiple times, portion of the proceeds of this production are all going to go towards our center, as this is a benefit for them.
That's wonderful.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, go check that out, people.
Does everybody know what our center is?
Our center is an LGBTQ community resource. It's a resource center and education facility.
We used to be a part of Charities for Build Our Center.
Right.
They built it.
They have built it. It is now our center.
Yes.
It is largely still the same people and same group working for the gooderness of people here in Nevada.
Yeah, and they've been great. They allowed us to be there to do rehearsals there, so we've been rehearsing. They have other resources available. I mean, they have lots of literature. So even if you're not from the LGBTQ community, if you're an ally, they have information on how to be an ally. Mm-hmm. But they do all kinds of
young
groups
people,
in there.
Old people.
Yeah,
like,
they have
like
a Girl Scout group. Dude, they have an art center. They have. I mean, they do a lot of stuff for the homeless. It's amazing.
You could just go there and be gay.
Or go there
or
not be gay.
And just hang out.
Or,
and then there's a tattoo
ambiguous
studio and a coffee place right next to it.
Yes.
So you can go there, be gay, get a tattoo, and get a cup of coffee.
And then get a tattoo.
That really, Rick. Some of us aren't fruits. We're just fruit flies.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
You could also go to the Mexican church or Filthy McNasty's is right there, too.
Yeah.
I hear that's a terrible bar, though.
Based on some of the patronage that has come out of the bar during our rehearsals in the evenings, probably.
Maybe I don't want to hang out there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's called Filthy McNasty's, so there you go.
I'm sure they just
get
love
Elise
the plug,
to take
yeah
me tonight after she gets back from rehearsal. We're going to go to Filthy McNasty's.
Who's this?
All right.
My girlfriend. I'm going to make her take me to Filthy McNasty's.
Awesome.
get some Filthy McNasty all over.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
Jesus.
And we're back to that.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, for the late Chewbacca and Mr. Nick Ramirez and everybody, Kim and Rick and whatever those interns' names are, this has been another fantastic episode of the Worst Little Podcast of the World. Life is short, and I love you. Hug them tight. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You have a job to do and you're an expert.
Dogwater Studios!
The fact he has lips like a woman.
That was weird.